Christ is the image icon of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, the one who holds all things in unity. The love that is all loving, the silence that holds all energy, the wisdom that conceives life, the silence that births the word, the mirror that reflects all light, gathers us into a communion, inviting us to center heart to heart, heart in heart. Love is drawing us as a community into the intimacy of eternal love, expressing love by creatively becoming human. We are being drawn deeper into the mirror of eternity, into the meek darkness that illumines love, reflecting love. We listen again to these shimmering words. Christ is the image icon of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, the one who holds all things in unity. And we yield and infuse into the energy field of their loving. Into the holding of all things in Christ. Into the beholding. And into our bodily felt eternal memory of being chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Every particle of our being is being gathered, knit, oned into the loving of love begetting love. We behold and see that as we gaze into and become one with this icon of Christ, who is the icon of God, we participate in the mirror of eternity, We are drawn into the mirror of eternal beholding. As the beholding magnifies, we feel drawn into Mary womb darkness. Into her silence. Into her stillness. Into her open receptivity. Into the conception of her, let it be done to me according to your word. As love's silence whispers, caresses, infuses, we feel our nothingness, our emptiness being filled with love. We feel ourselves participating in the womb of Mary, in the womb of all being, in love conceiving love. We feel time and eternity kiss. We are participating in the revelatory moment of love eternally firstborn of all creation and born in finite time, having a human face, holding all things in unity. Clare of Assisi's gentle words invite us to go even deeper. She takes us into the kenotic, self-emptying poverty that removes all images, all constructs into a silence that fills us with divine radiance. Place your mind in the mirror of eternity. Place your soul in the splendor of glory. Place your heart in the divine essence. And feel your whole being transformed into the image of the Divine One. As the center point of our soul opens into the radiance of divine essence, seraphic divine light frees us from anything tarnishing the mirror of the eye of our soul. Claire says to us, gaze closely at the border of the mirror, at the poverty of love wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger. We sense the poverty and vulnerability of the child, needing care and protection. At the same time, we see the infolding of all things being gathered, swaddled, and held together in this tiny babe. Finite and infinite embrace. We pick up and embrace the child as simultaneously we are held in embrace. We become a simple soul, simply mirroring love. In our nothingness, our emptiness, our poverty, our annihilation, love returns us to the state in which love received us in the beginning. We return to our primordial unity in divine love, where we are in nothing. So nothing. Only God remains. As the mirror of our soul becomes nothing, we become a mirror of eternity. Illumined only by divine light, our eternal memory is held eternally in Christ, the firstborn of all creation. We are present at the birth of Jesus. We behold and see that we are an icon of eternal contemplation, intensely involved in mirroring the infinite in the finite in the infinite. We participate in incarnating divine love. We, as a community mirroring love, participate in a communal epiphany. We feel like pregnant Elizabeth meeting pregnant Mary, and the Christ life in our wombs leaps for joy. We sing with Mary. Our soul magnifies God. We truly see each other with all our pain and all our joy together as one mirror of eternity. We magnify God. Face, reflecting face, reflecting face, reflecting face. Become one face, one icon of love. Our we metamorphizes into a luminous icon, an icon of love, revealing love. Paul's words resound. Now we all, with unveiled faces, behold as in a mirror and are transformed into the image icon of love. And with our faces unveiled, we participate in God becoming human. The whole universe is being brought to fulfillment in Christ Omega.
Love mirroring love, 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 love mirroring love. Becoming one icon of love, one icon of love, love mirroring love, love mirroring love, love mirroring. Becoming one icon of